This is on the Parsha.
This is on the Parsha. All right, so in Parsha Shmini, I'll just give the whole background. It's a quick kasha from the Grizz. Difficult Rashi and Gemara Zvachim. So it says, Moshe looked, and he saw that the Sira Chatas had been burned. And he was, and that was the Sira Musfei Rosh Chodesh. And Moshe was wondering, and not wondering, but he was very upset that what should have happened is that that Aaron and his sons should have really eaten from it. In fact, that's the Achilas Kohanim that gives kapara to the Bailam. In this case, it would have been kapara to the Tzibor. So he was very upset that it was consumed. In fact, I would say he was very upset. This sounds like this already might be the second major problem in the same day, in the Avoda. And he got upset, right? He said, Madu lo achaltam es achatas bimkom ha-kodesh, ki kodesh kadoshim hi. V'osa nasa lechem l'aseitzes avon ha'eda. This was given to you, B'nei Aaron. Aaron and B'nei Aaron, to eat in order to bear the burden of the avon ha'eda. L'chaper alayhem. It's an achilas kapara. So why didn't you eat it? That's the halacha. Kohanim ochlim u'bailim miskaprim. We did that halacha like a month ago. Right? I'm pretty sure. Maybe I did in class. I don't remember. Anyhow. So in any case. That was the Gemara. The Gemara there by the Tefillin. With Hesek Hadas. Yeah. So anyhow. So Kohanim ochlim u'bailim miskaprim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. What happened here? So, I mean, there's a lot of details here, but let's just get to the main thing. So it says, Vayedaber Aaron el Moshe, Hein hayom hikrivu es chatosam, ve'es olosam lifnei Hashem, v'takreno si ka'ela, v'chalti chatos hayom, ayitav b'nei Hashem. So what does it mean, Hein hayom hikrivu es chatosam, ve'es olosam? What does it mean? That on this day, they sacrifice the chatos and the ola. It doesn't make any sense. What's the argument? What's he even trying to say? What's the defense? So Rashi explains, quoting the Gemara Zvachim, Hein hayom hikrivu, mahu omer. What was Aaron saying? Ela amar lo Moshe. Rather, you first have to know what Moshe Rabbeinu really was saying to Aaron. Ela amar lo Moshe, shema zaraktim doma onenin. Sha'onein sha'avad chilel. Okay? Maybe the reason why you burned it is because you did zrikas hadam when you were owning him. When you were onein. Right? Because Nadav and Avihu died. And an onein that did avoda is mechalal the avoda. Okay? So maybe that's why. Is that why you burned it? It's Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to figure out why you burned it. I mean, right? That's what he's trying to figure out. He doesn't understand what happened here. Amar lo Aaron. So Aaron replied to him, V'chiheim hikrivu, sheheim hejotos. Moshe Rabbeinu, do you think that they're the ones that did the hakrava, meaning Elazar v'Isamar? Ani hikrafti. I did the hakrava. Okay? Shani Kohen Gadol Umakriv Onen. Because I'm a Kohen Gadol, and the halacha is that a Kohen Gadol, his avoda isn't Mechalel. Does not create Chilol. So that was Aaron's response. We did not burn it because we created a Chilol avoda. That's not what happened here, Moshe. Rather, it's Vatikreno si ka'ela v'achalti chatas hayom eitav b'nei Hashem. It's a separate reason that I held that since this is a korban, it's the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it's a korban ledoros, so even though you told me that we could eat the mincha part, the mincha of the miluim, the mincha that you told us to eat as matzos, even though I agreed with that, because that's Kodshei Sha'a, That's a special halacha for today. So that's docha the aninos. But a carbon sir chatas of Rosh Chodesh, that's a carbon ledoros. So that has the permanent features and halachos of the system, which is that an onein cannot be ochel kodshim. Even an onein kohen gadol can't eat kodshim. Ah, so that's why v'chalti chatas hayom ayitav b'nei Hashem. You see? So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he heard that argument, vayit vayishma Moshe vayit Rabbeinu, he saw he was right. You see? He saw that he was right. Okay. That's the basic dialogue. Okay, basic. All right? Moshe Rabbeinu obviously held that since, even though it's a, the Sir Chatas of the Musaf, it's true it would be part of the Karban Ledoros, but he held In this instance, it was part of the framework of the Yemei Miluim. So he held Moshe Rabbeinu must have held that it has the character at this time of a Kodshei Shah, even though eventually it would be incorporated as a Kodshim Ledoros. But in this, it was being Nikrav here as part of the Kiyam Miluim. So he held that it should be Docha. It's a special carbon, and it's docha all aninas. And Aaron's response was no, that this carbon, this cheftishal carbon really is the carbon ledoras. It doesn't have the character of miluim. All right, whatever. I mean, you could probably take that machlokas far further to find it much better. But I'm not so interested now. I'm interested in the Grizz's kasha. So what's the Grizz's kasha? The Grizz's kasha is that when Aaron said to Moshe, maybe you think that they did the Zrika as Onanim, and an One that does Avoda is Chilel. So Aaron said to him, no, don't, you're wrong, Moshe, don't think that. They didn't do it, I did it. And I'm a Kohen Gadol, and I can be Makriv One. So the Grizz says, what do you mean? There's one problem. Because we know that as part of the Avoda, the Bnei Aaron were the ones who did the Holacha. That's open in the Psukim. Okay? That's open in the Psukim. It says before. One second. It says... let's see. Here. It says, one place it says, Vayikrav Aaron el Mizbeach, Vayishchad es ha'egel achatas asher lo, Vayakrivu bnei Aaron es adam elav. Okay, that's his kachatas. But then it says by the Vayishchad es ha'ola, Vayamtziu bnei Aaron elav es adam, Vayizrkeo es beach saviv. So again, okay? And then it says, Vayishchad es ha'shor v'es ha'ayel zevach ha'shlamim asher la'am. Okay, because maybe you'll tell me they only did it by his personal karbanos. No, even by the karban ha'am. Vayishchad es ha'shor v'es ha'ayel zevach ha'shlom ha'shel ha'am v'yamtziu b'nei Aaron es adam elav v'yizrkeo es be'ach saviv. Okay? Hold on one second. There's the Grizz's kasha is that b'nei Aaron did the holacha sadam. And holacha is also poseles ba'aninas. And if that's correct, then the Gemara and Rashi's dialogue doesn't make any sense. The whole argument that Aharon gave back to Moshe won't make any sense that I did the Zrika. Who cares? But they did the Halacha, so what's his reply? And it'll turn out that it really was Pasul. What's the whole dialogue? That's the Grizz's kasha. But one second, hold on. Yeah, so in any case, so maybe the answer to the Grizz's kasha, I mean, how could it be? Because they did the Bunav, did the Halacha, but the Pasuk really doesn't say by the Sir Chatas they did the Halacha. So maybe there's no kasha. Maybe they only did Halacha by the other Karbanos, by the Shlomim, by the carbon, you know, carbon shalom, you know, Aaron's carbon, but maybe by the Sir Chatas they did. It's possible. based on the Pesukim, it doesn't say openly they did the halacha by that carbon. Yeah.